This is an LTD Entertainment presentation.
Welcome to Brian C. Pusey's Safe Haven Podcast, where our aim is to encourage, enhance, and advance you to the next level on your Christian journey. We're prayerful that you'll stick around and listen to the message that God has for you, delivered by yours truly, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. The door is open. Let's go in together. Welcome to Safe Haven Podcast Midweek Manna. I am your host, Reverend Brian C. Pusey. I want to thank you for tuning in on this Wednesday morning or whichever day or time that you've been able to take time out and listen to Safe Haven, even midweek. We want to thank everyone for listening to this Sunday's, this past Sunday's wonderful, wonderful service. God approved. If you have not heard it, after you listen to this message, if you have time, of course, to tune into that one and then and be blessed by the word of the Lord for that particular message. But today's message is brief because it's midweek and we know that you're going through a lot and praying that your week has been smooth. If it's not been smooth, I'm grateful that you decided to take time out to listen to Safe Haven and see if it gives you that extra boost to get you through the rest of the week. Amen. Because I know I need that extra boost to get me through the most of the week. So here I am as well. So that's great. I'm glad that you all are here. Just want to get a few things out the way. You guys can now donate to Safe Haven, whatever the Lord has placed on your heart. You can donate to my Cash App at $BrianPusey. Once again, that's $BrianPusey, one word. You can donate whatever the Lord has placed on your heart. I'm not asking for a set amount. Whatever the amount that the Lord has blessed, put on your heart to bless me with, it would be a great thing to keep Safe Haven going, growing, and flowing. Amen. Continue to subscribe, continue to share, and can continue to listen. No matter which platform you listen to me on, grateful for you guys. Grateful for everyone that's tuned in, not just in the greater Chicagoland area, but all over the world. Just so grateful for everybody. Amen. Amen. So let us pray to get us into this program. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you in advance for this midweek, man. Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray from wherever we are right now that you just continue to use us, guide us, bless us, teach us, reach us right now. Oh, Heavenly Father, use me right now, Heavenly Father, the way that you see fit. Oh, Heavenly Father, you know what I'm going through, oh, Heavenly Father, but don't let that stop me from doing what you have called me to do. Amen and amen. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Today's message is going to be coming from the letter of Romans, chapter 12. Once again, it's Romans chapter 12, verse 2. Going to be reading to you from the New Revised Standard Version. It reads as follows. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds, so that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. For the next couple minutes or so, I ask that you pray with me on the topic, renewed discernment. Renewed discernment. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to pray right now. Did you just use me right now, Heavenly Father? Empty me out of your spirit, oh Heavenly Father, and fill me up with your Holy Ghost. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be found acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my most blessed Redeemer. In your Son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. When we start off this scripture, matter of fact, as I always say, that when you get an opportunity in your spare time, you need to read the whole entire chapter of Romans 12. And because in its entirety, it says a lot, it unpacks a lot. It talks about a lot of things. It talks about the marks of being a true Christian. It talks about many things. It talks about the new life in Christ. And today we're just going to talk about one little piece of that new life in Christ, because from verses 1 through 8, it talks about a lot. Like I said, it unpacks a lot. But today we want to talk about one thing. And it is almost like a continuation of Sunday's message of God approved, because where we learned a few things about whose approval are we seeking, right? Amen. If you haven't heard it, you're going to have to listen to it later. Right now, you're in this message, you're in this program, so listen to this one first, amen. And it's kind of like a spiritual sequel, because in a sense, now we're asking, after you realize that you're God approved, now you have to understand something about conforming to this world, because we can be of this world, but that doesn't mean we have to be in this world, amen. That means we're all walking. I'm walking around this world. That's what it means. I'm walking of this world. I'm not in the world because I'm not doing worldly things, amen. I'm about trying to do godly things. Yes, every now and again I slip, and probably every now and again you slip, amen. We slip, and sometimes we slip into the worldly things because we're walking around in this world, but that doesn't mean, you know, because it's kind of hard to put it into actual wording, because when we're walking of the world, that means we're here, but we're not here. We're here, and we're aware that we're temporary. Matter of fact, let me break it down into a movie term for you. It's like being in the Matrix. You know, it's like you've already been freed from the Matrix, but you plugged right back into the Matrix because you're in there to try to save others. Amen. I never thought about the Matrix in that way until just now, because the Lord just put it on my heart and soul to try and break this down to you. It's like being unplugged from the Matrix. In other words, once you got out, but then you plug yourself back in to try and save some other people, which is what many of them were trying to do in a different light. Amen. And that is what this is saying right here, but be transformed by the renewing of your minds. Now, when we do midweek manna, we don't do it in the same way we do Sunday service. So therefore, you're going to have to you'll begin to see that we take it into a different level. We believe in with the midweek manna that you've already gotten a taste of the scripture on Sunday. So right now, we're just breaking it down differently, amen. Because this is one verse, and it's kind of hard to break down one verse in 3 points, right? Right. No, because it can be done. It's just a little bit harder. It takes a little bit more research and a little bit more dissection. So right now, today, we are going to focus on this. Do not be conformed to this world. That's the first part of verse 2. And you know what that says right there? I'm going to give you the first point. See, there's always 3 points here with me. And here's the first point. Don't let the world dictate your purpose. I'll say it again because I know I have note takers on Wednesdays. Don't let the world dictate your purpose. What does that mean, Reverend Brian? Don't let the world dictate your purpose. In other words, don't let the world make you be something that you're not comfortable with being. Amen. I have seen a lot of innocent people do guilty things, and then it transformed them from being an innocent person to being a guilty person. Amen. And I'm not just talking about hurting somebody, committing violent acts on somebody. I'm talking about doing things that you didn't want to do to your body, be it smoke that thing that you didn't want to smoke. Drink that drink that you didn't want to drink, amen? Just because you let somebody else in the world try to take you away from being of the world, amen? Just because they don't understand what you're going through, instead of you bringing them up, they're dragging you down. I'm saying again, just because you know, I've had that experience where I've been in public. I remember almost a decade ago, I went out of town, visited a friend, and one of the things they spent their time doing was trying to get me drunk. Amen. And for a while, it seemed like it was working. I didn't really like it. But, you know, one thing I grew that came out of it was I'm like, I ain't doing this again because this is not me. I kept trying to tell them, this is not me. This is not what I'm about. This is not my walk. Amen. If this is what you want to do, I can't stop you. Only thing I could do is encourage you to not do it around me. Amen. I'm not here to change you and to rearrange you into something that you're not. Amen. If you are always this way, I'm hoping and praying that I planted a seed in you, that it grows, that you change within yourself. Amen. You may still partake the drink a little bit. You may still partake the smoke a little bit. That's on you. Amen. I can't change you from that, but I only thing that I'm praying that I could do in that moment is to let you know that I'm a person of a sober mind. I do not want the devil to get inside me and use my weakened in a braided state to change me from who I am. Amen. I'm not against anybody because I know a few people of the cause who drink. And you know what? I'm not against you drinking. Amen. I'm not against you. That's between you and God. Amen. It's not between me and you. It's not between you and me. Because if it was up to between you and me, I would have judged you. But you know what? The Lord said just that you be not judged. Because quite frankly, I'm going to be judged one day too for some other things that I do that you may not do. Amen. So therefore, I'm not going to put you on the spot for that. But do not try and make me act like the world. Amen. Do not try and conform me to this world. Because if I am a person who's walking in the light, check out this Sunday's message. If I'm walking in the light, that means that I got to be doing something in the light. I can't be walking in the light and waiting for it to get dark. Amen. It's got to be light 24/7 in my world, in my heart. Amen. And not just 12/7 or 12/5 in my heart. Amen. It's got to be 24/7 in my heart. Please note how I said in my heart. Because yes, there will be dark moments. There will be times where you're going to be taken out of your element and not understand what's going on. Where people's lives are being snuffed right in front of your eyes and you don't understand why. Amen. You wonder, you ask God, this person was a good person. Why did you take them from me when they were doing the right thing? They were doing everything that you said that you wanted them to do. Amen. Maybe it was to be a blessing. Maybe it was to be a lesson. We don't know. Maybe that person is an organ donor and someone out there needs an organ, but they would not have gotten it if this person wasn't taken. I don't know. But you know what? That's not for me to understand. That's not even for me to know right away unless I pray to the Lord and he gives me the discernment. Ooh, that's a word right there. Discernment. See, not only can you not, don't let the world dictate your purpose, you got to renew yourself daily. That's what it says in verse 2b. But be transformed by the renewing of your minds. Renewing of your minds. So that you may discern what is the will. What is the will? We're going to stop right there. You have to know what the will is. What is your purpose? Amen. I don't know what your purpose is because I may not know you personally. But you know yourself personally. So you're going to have to look into the mirror or look on your phone, turn on the camera on your phone and look at yourself and say, what is your purpose? Amen. Because some people out here don't know what their purpose is. Some people are walking in darkness because they don't know what their purpose is. That's why they're not in the light right now, because they're scared. They're fearful that they may fail in their purpose. I looked back at myself right now. I reflected on myself and I realized that this month of October, not only is it Breast Awareness Month, it's also my birth month. And you know, one of the things I look back on and I said, if I knew what my purpose was in 1995, how come I'm not in it right now? Amen. Well, in 1995, I can tell you what my purpose was then. At least what I thought my purpose was to be an entertainer, to be a filmmaker. Amen. To be an actor, to be an editor, filmmaker, a director, a writer, a producer, whatever. That was my goal. That was my dream. That was my passion. Now, I did not know in 1995 that in 2023 that I would be a preacher. Amen. I did not know that some of the things that I learned in my journey as a budding entertainer would lead me to have Safe Haven Podcast. Didn't know it then. Didn't know that was my purpose. I did not know that what I thought was my purpose was only a piece of the pie. Amen. And I bet you, take my name out, take my story out, and put your name in the story. And guess what? That is what the Lord is doing with you. You did not know what you were doing in 1989 would mean something even more so in 2023. Doesn't matter how old you are. You could have been 50. You could be 50 years old. You could be 70 years old. And you're just now walking in the light. Amen. This ain't about age. This is about wisdom. Amen. This is about knowledge. And you know what? One of the things I love doing is passing on that knowledge to somebody else. I work a job. Haven't been there no more than 3 months. And guess what? I'm already trying to teach other people on how to make to do a better job at what they're doing, amen? Trying to make sure that people retain their jobs. I don't have to do that. I could have just kept to myself. But you know what? It's not in my nature to keep some things to myself. I taught somebody how to do something even better than they were already doing it, amen? I say it's just a suggestion. I'm not a trainer. I'm just a regular old Joe Blow that from Pocomo right here, and I'm just doing what I have to do. But you know what? I want to see you succeed about as much as I want to see myself succeed, amen? Matter of fact, this job may not be my best job, may not even be my favorite job, but you know what? I'm still promoting the job because they're always hiring, amen? And I will continue to promote it no matter what, whether it's good for me or good fit for me or not, amen? It may not even be a good fit for you, but you know what? If you want an opportunity, here you go, amen? Unlike some people I know or have known in the past, they get a great job, but then they don't tell anybody how they got the job, amen? And you know what? God be the glory for them. I'm happy for them because, quite frankly, I look at it this way. I'm not your competition. You're not mine. Amen. And I say that even in ministry. I've known a few that I've tried to help bring up. They look back at me and they say, and I don't know what they see in me. I know what I've seen from them. And you know what? Only thing I can say is we're not competition. We're brothers. We're brothers and sisters. We are in this thing together. You're walking in a different light. It's the same light, but it's just a different light. It's the light for that block. I'm in a different block, doing the same thing in a different way. Amen. I am not against what you're doing. I'm not against your walk. I'm not against your journey. I pray that the Lord blesses you immensely and wholeheartedly, because you know what? That is what thus said the Lord for you. Amen. But don't be hating on my glory, because even if you hated on my glory, you still don't know my story, amen? You don't know what I've been through to get to where I am and to get to where I'm going, amen? Because quite frankly, I was the guy with the fire shut up in his bones and did not have a platform. But you know what the Lord said? I'm blessing you with a platform. When I first heard about podcasts, I was so blown away. I said, I want a podcast, but I don't want to do the ministry at first. That was what it was said at first. But guess what? The Lord made sure he backed me into a corner and made sure that this became my ministry. And he walked me into my purpose. He walked me into my light. And you know what? I'm grateful for him for doing so, because you know what? This takes up some idle times. Okay, so sometimes an idle mind is a devil's playground, but you know what? No idle mind in this world, because you know what? I'm doing what thus says the Lord. And I'm praying the same for you and whatever it is you're on your journey. Now, some of you all probably saying, Rev, I don't know what my purpose is. And the only thing I can say in response to that is, have you prayed? Have you talked to God? Prayer is just a form of communication with God. You're just talking. Have you asked God, what is my purpose? What is my purpose for this life? Amen. I don't think that my purpose is just to wake up, go to work, pay taxes, pay my bills, make sure everybody's cool and all that stuff, and make sure I stay alive for 24 hours every day, and that just be my purpose. No, there's got to be more. Got to be more. But you don't know that until you talk, until you communicate, until you let it out. Because the Lord knows your heart, true. But if you don't speak your heart, he is not going to give you the desires of your heart. Amen. Now, somebody should have told me that years ago. If they had told me that years ago, I don't know where I'd be right now. Because I probably would be even higher up on the plane than before. That's why, when you don't let the world dictate your purpose, that's why you must renew yourself daily. And in the end, the third point is, you got to know that God's will shall prevail. Ooh, I want to say that again. I hope my note takers got their pens and papers ready. Know that God's will shall prevail. Because at the end of this, verse, it says it best. So that you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. Amen. We probably use the word perfect a little bit too loosely today, these days, because a lot of things aren't perfect. Amen. We could talk about a perfect book. We could talk about a perfect drive or a perfect car, perfect television, a perfect house. And guess what? All of those are perfectly flawed. Yes, I said it. Perfectly flawed. Because we use the word perfect in a way that nothing in this life, nothing on this walk, nothing on our journey will ever match up. Because there's only one perfection, one perfect person, one perfect person. I said it, one perfect person. That was Jesus himself, the Son of God. If you want to say two perfects, it was God himself. Two perfects right there. Those are two perfects. I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. Your church's pastor's not perfect. Matter of fact, nobody's perfect. Your spouse ain't perfect. Your kids aren't perfect. Don't worry. Just because they're not perfect don't mean they can't be striving for perfection. Amen. That doesn't mean they can't be excellent. That doesn't mean they can't be great. They can't be good. That just means they're not perfect. Amen. I'm not perfect. When I say it again, I'm not perfect. A lot of people look at me and think, oh, he's perfect. He's a perfect choice for this, perfect choice for that. You'll be a perfect father. You'll be a perfect husband. I would have to disagree with him. I say I'd be pretty good. I'd be great. I might make some mistakes, though. Amen. I'm only human. I might do something that I shouldn't have done or said something I shouldn't have said. And I'll be asking for forgiveness. If I'm asking for forgiveness, that means I'm not perfect. That means what I'm saying ain't always going to be right. What I'm doing ain't going to always be right. But that doesn't mean that I ain't striving for perfection. That you don't get it twisted. You can strive for perfection. That doesn't mean that you should claim perfection. Because we're not going to get perfect while we're walking this journey on this earth. Amen. No, not in this lifetime. But when we get to the next chapter, I'm praying when we get to paradise. Well, when I get to paradise, maybe when you too. But when I get to paradise, I'm praying for the perfection that I had been striving for. I'm praying that you're praying the same thing. Amen. Because we got to remember, we can't let the world dictate our purpose. What does that mean, Rev? Well, think about it. Let me read something real quickly from the scripture. Because verse 4. For as in one body we have many members. Not all the members have the same function. Ooh. So we, who are many, verse 5, are one body in Christ. And individually we are members of one of another. Amen. That means we're in this thing together. We have to renew ourselves daily. We have to discern what we're doing, our journey daily. That means we have to come together. A lot of people say we shouldn't have to go to church every Sunday, blah, blah, blah. Now, I admit, if you're working a job that takes you away from the Sunday experience, that's understandable. You got to pay your bills. That's important. But if you are available on a Sunday, come on out and fellowship with somebody else. We're not perfect. Come on now. Church is a hospital. It is a hospital full of all the sick people. And what we're trying to do is get healed by the doctor. That the doctor that the Lord has placed on the podium for us to hear that day. May be it me, be your pastor, my pastor, who's ever pastor out there. Amen. You know, all we're doing, we're all imperfect, but we're striving to be perfect in God's will. Amen. We're striving for it because we're not done yet. They give us a little piece of the medicine. They dissect the scripture. We dissect the scripture in a way that makes it plain. Amen. Because all our jobs are to do is to make it plain. My job is to make this word plain to you. Amen. Because a lot of us don't understand half of what we read because based off the many translations out there, yeah, you can get lost in it will get lost in translation. Amen. Even if it is in English or whatever language that is your preference. Amen. Doesn't mean that you understand it. It just means that it's there and it's words and, well, they don't connect the right way. That's when you pray for discernment. Amen. That's why you get renewed discernment each and every time you wake up. Amen. I'm praying for renewal every day. I'm praying. I'm thanking God that he brought me this far. He brought me on this way because he didn't want to leave me behind. Amen. And I'm praying the same for you. Word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this message right now. Heavenly Father, we pray that as we continue to go about this week, Heavenly Father, you just use us in the way that you see fit. Because this message is for all of us. So Heavenly Father, it's not just for one person. It's not just for the other person. It's not just for my enemy. It's not just for my frenemy. It's not even just for my friend. It's for me too. It's for all of us. So Heavenly Father, we need it right now. We pray that you just continue to guide us in the way that you see fit. We pray this prayer in your son Jesus' name. Amen. I want to thank you all for tuning in to this midweek manner. I'm praying that your week, the rest of your week, is going to be a blessed one. Please come back in on Sunday. And we're going to start the week all over again. We're going to be doing a whole lot more things, and we're just so grateful to God for you. So right now, I want to pray that you just continue to bless Safe Haven. Once again, our donations on our Cash App is at $ Brian Pusley. Once again, that's $ Brian Pusley at Cash App. Whatever the Lord has placed on your heart, whatever the Spirit of the Lord has placed on your heart to give, we'll give God the praise for it, and you can continue to see safe haven grow and overflow. Amen. Because this is more than just about me. This is more than just about a podcast. This is about a ministry. This is about getting the message out, getting the word out of heaven. This is just a beautiful thing, and we just grateful for you. And as I normally say at the end of every podcast, if you have a prayer concern, please reach out to me at www.safehavenpodcast.org. Go to the prayer request section, leave a prayer request. I would definitely get it. And if you wanted to keep it private, I'll keep it private. And it'll just be between you and me, and I'll pray for you in private. If you want me to do a public prayer, I will most definitely do a public prayer when we tune into a podcast. That'd be awesome. For you, probably, and for all of us, because we'll be praying together as a community. For those who are interested in having me guest speak at a church function, at your church service, or even on a podcast, I will gladly do that. Go to www.safehavenpodcast.org. You can go to the ministry contact section, which is also where the prayer request section is, and leave the information there, and I'll definitely get back to you ASAP. For those who are interested, I've never heard you speak before, but if you are a member of the clergy or a potential member of the clergy, you want to just get the message of the Lord out, and you don't know how to do it in one aspect or another, you can reach out to me at www.safehavenpodcast.org, and you can go to register as a guest section. Leave some information about yourself. Leave a sound bite of you preaching. And we'll go from there. We'll set something up if it's in God's will. All right? Well, guys, I'm not going to keep you. I know some of you all are probably on your lunch breaks. Maybe even on your dinner breaks. And you decided to take some opportunity to listen. And I'm grateful for you. Praise God for all of you. I'm going to leave you with this prayer. And then we'll continue to go about our week. Amen. Amen. Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for this service, oh Heavenly Father. You continue to use us. Please continue to use us the way you see fit, oh Heavenly Father. We need you right now more than ever. As you dismiss us from this place, never dismiss us from your presence, oh Heavenly Father. For we need you throughout every moment of our lives. And we pray this prayer in your Son Jesus' name. Amen. And have a blessed week.
This was an LTD Entertainment presentation.